paragraph beis. Vehine haklal. Rav Nosson says the fact is sheikar hashleimus huyira kanal, that real completion, real wholeness, real perfection is yira. Listen to these words now. Ki kol ikar hasoga selukus v'yedias habayri sporach enoi nitfas b'moyach v'leiv ki'im al yedei hayira. All kinds of understanding of Hashem and recognition of Hashem does not go into a person's brain. The person will not be able to understand it and hold on to it in their brain, in their heart, without Yira. Unless you have Yira, you can learn from today till tomorrow. You can learn thousands of pages, and you could be the smartest guy in the world. When it comes to knowledge of Hashem, this isn't chemistry, this isn't biology, this isn't mathematics. Those things you study, you memorize, you learn, you analyze, you think. This is theology. This is learning about Hashem. This is religion. And the religion tells us that you can't understand Hashem without the respect and fear and awe. Shehu ikar ha-hashoro v'ha-kiyum shel hadas v'ha-chochma gdoisha. Because the truth is, Rav Nosson Zal says, that Yira is the bottom line, and that's what remains from all the knowledge. All the knowledge that a person studies about Hashem and learns more and more about Hashem's greatness, the result of all of that, what it's supposed to result in is Yira, a deep, deep, total respect and fear for Hashem. Bibichinas, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol sheyiras chetoi koydemes lechochmosoi, chochmosoi miskayemes. Any person whose fear of sin precedes his chachma, comes before his chachma will have a kiyum. His chachma will be permanent. His chachma will have lasting effects. Whereas if a person doesn't have the yiras chet, no matter how much chachma he's going to acquire, it'll go in and it'll go out. It won't achieve the required, the results you're looking for. Kize yodua, because this is a known fact. Shashem yisborach maroimom umenuso lamala mikol hachochmois v'machshavois. That Hashem is way, way above all knowledge and all thoughts, way beyond our ability to of perception and thinking and knowing. Hashem is way above all of that. Ad she'i'efshe l'tofsei b'shum machshov v'yidia klal, to the point where it is impossible to grasp Hashem with any kind of thought or knowledge. Our thoughts and knowledge cannot comprehend Hashem, cannot grasp Hashem. Kamashekosov Eliyahu, as Elyonovi writes in the Tikkuni Zohar, Les machshovo tfisa boch klal. No human brain, no mind can be toifes, can hold on to Hashem whatsoever. Rak bechazdoi hagodol chomal aleinu. However, out of Hashem's incredible kindness, He took pity on us. V'nosan bonu koyach lekabel pachdoi u'moiro'oi ve'emosoi aleinu. And Hashem has given us the ability to draw upon ourselves fear, respect, awe for Hashem. V'rak al yidei zeh onu yoidim imenu yisporach. And it's only via this fear and respect that we know about Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The beginning of chachma, the top of chachma is yiras Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk in Mishlei that says, Yiras Hashem, Reish is Das. That fear of Hashem is the beginning of Das. So we see that when it comes to Chachma, Bina, Das, when it comes to any aspect of understanding Hashem, there is no such thing without Yira, without serious Yira. Ki Iker Hadas v'hachochma. Because the most important knowledge and understanding in life, Shehi Leida Mimenu Yisporach, which is to know about Hashem, to understand Hashem, Sherak Ze Nikro Das V'Chochma, that's the only thing that's really considered to be knowledge. Real knowledge, real intelligence is not physics, biology, zoology. It's interesting stuff. But when we talk about true Chochma and Das, the real Chochma and Das is recognition of Hashem, awareness, knowledge about Hashem. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Al Yishalel Chochom Bechochmosoi, Gibor Begvurosoi, Voshe Begvurosoi. Let no intellectual pride himself with his intellect, and let no strong man pride himself with his strength, and let no wealthy person pride himself with his wealth. Kiim bezois yishalel hamishalel. The only thing that a person can really pride himself with is haskel v'yodoya oisi. If he knows about me, Hashem says, his knowledge and understanding of me, that's called seichel, that's called chachma. The other stuff is kid stuff in comparison. By the way, the first letters of Yishalel, Hamishalel, Haskel V'Yodoya spell Yud Kei Vav Kei, spell the name of Hashem. This is one of the famous psukim that has Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei in it. That's real knowledge. That's what a person can feel pride in. We don't mean pride arrogance. That's what's really worth something. The other knowledge, the person leaves the world, they're here for 70 years, 80 years, and it's over. But knowledge and recognition of Hashem, that's eternal. And that'll give the person the ability to live a life where that person will be part of eternity. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk says, V'yodato hayoim v'hashevoi selavavecho. You will understand today, and you will convey to your heart, ki Hashem hu elikim. That's the real knowledge, that Hashem is king, Hashem is ruler. V'ikr zeh hadas v'achochmo leida mimenu yisporach, yefshe lekabel kim aydei hayira. And to really, really understand Hashem and know about Hashem, it is impossible to achieve that without yira. Ki yediyas v'hasoga selekus yisporach, ein nimshach al ha'odom, kim bebechinas hachayois rotzoi v'shoiv. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because when it comes to understanding of Hashem, the way that a person acquires that knowledge is in waves, like we say in a sense. Like the waves coming from the ocean, the waves come to the shore, and then they go back. They come, and they go back, right? Anybody who's been to a beach or a seashore knows you see the waves coming, they crash, you know, come in and fizzle out, and then the water goes back to the ocean, and then comes again. Rav Nosson Zal says, when it comes to knowledge of Hashem, it comes in the format of the pasuk in Yecheskel, v'hachayois rotzoi v'shoiv, that there are these angels, they're referred to as chayos, they go up and come back down, up and come back down, meaning nobody can put the knowledge of Hashem in their safe deposit box and lock it up. It doesn't work that way. It comes at a person, and then it leaves the person. Dahainu, meaning, so then one second, if it leaves, then what am I left with? Dahainu al yedei horishimu shenishar mehabitul el ho'ein soif. The das is actually the remainder, the residue, that the person is left with after they've achieved a bitul to the ein soif. We've spoken about this many times. I'll go over it again in a second. Ki habitul hulamala mehamachshava. Because we've spoken about this, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, and we've had it a number of times in Likutei Halachos, that our connection to Hashem, how we try to reach up to Hashem, is like people jumping up, a person, let's say, who's 6 feet tall, and you put a pole above him at 8 feet, and the person jumps up to try to reach that pole. And when you see he's getting close to it, you move it up another foot, you make it 9 feet, so that the person either never touches the pole, or if he does, at best, mamashi touches it for a second, or sometimes he can even grab onto it for a second, but he can't, it's too high for him to mamish grab onto and hold onto permanently in any way. And even if he grabs onto it and mamish he's holding it, he can do a couple of pull-ups, chin-ups, whatever you call it. But then again, he can stay there for 5 minutes. At some point, he's got to let go and come back down. Lahavdil, we're told that we have a brain. The brain is represented by the terms chachma, bino, and das. And we have this desire in us to reach up to Hashem. Hashem is referred to as Ein Sof, infinite, infinite light. Infinite is beyond human capacity, period. So what do? The answer is our brain tries to jump up, tries to reach up to the Ein Sof. We can't grab hold of it in any permanent way, but we can connect to it for a moment, or for a few moments even, make a certain connection where the person is given a light that's much, much bigger than anything they've ever tasted or touched. But then, eventually, at some point, the person has to come back down. The brain has to come back down into Chochma Bin Adas, and when it does, it brings back with it a little bit of a residue, or a reshimu, it's called, of what they tasted when they were up there in Ein Sof.